This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, May 17th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. The Bentonville Farmers Market is open 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. each Saturday morning and 10 to 2 on Wednesdays. It's located in Lawrence Plaza, just north of the downtown square. This market offers fresh produce, meats, cheeses, breads and coffees, as well as handmade crafts, cooking demonstrations, and live music. More information is available at downtownbentonville.org or call 254-0254.
And later on this edition of Ozarks, saving seeds on a big scale. We have a conversation with Diane Ott Whaley, the co-founder of the largest non-governmental seed bank in the country. She'll be at this weekend's Books in Bloom event that takes place in Eureka Springs on Sunday. That's an annual gathering of writers and authors from around the country.
And we hear from Erica Wilhite. She's the artistic director with Artist Laboratory Theater, the company behind Alley 38. This site-specific performance takes to the streets of downtown Fayetteville next week.
First, Arkansas Senator John Bozeman says his colleagues on Capitol Hill are already concerned about the next round of debt talks. In a stern statement Tuesday, House Speaker John Boehner said the upcoming debt ceiling increase in early 2013 must include adequate spending cuts and no tax increases. Senator Bozeman says negotiations are important, and both Democrats and Republicans must be willing to reach an agreement.
I do think it's very, very important that you pay for things. You can't continue to borrow 42 cents of every dollar that you're spending. And Europe is showing us, you know, this is 25% of the world's economy, and they're struggling now. And, you know, there's a good chance that, that the European Union, as we know it today, won't survive because of the indebtedness.
Arkansas's other senator, Mark Pryor, agrees that bipartisanship is a crucial component to making changes that allow the country's economy to grow in the right direction.
If we can get our economy rolling again and get it strong where it needs to be and get it growing and robust like it should be, then what that means is you have more income for the federal government. That means you have less people hitting the safety net. That means the budget deficit starts to look better. Good things flow from a strong economy.
Senator Bozeman says he would like to see the tax code simplified and made fairer. He also says he wants to see loopholes eliminated and an overall reduction in rates to spur the economy and bring in more income.
Walmart is posting first quarter profits of more than $3.7 billion. The retail chain says sales were up 8.6% from a year ago. Walmart International has had an especially dramatic jump in sales over the same period last year, 15%.
Several area employers are being recognized for their work to balance work and family for their employees. The annual Governor's Work-Life Balance Awards were given to both for-profit and non-profit employers this week. The University of Arkansas Fayetteville campus and the City of Fayetteville were cited for adopting strategies in support of family-friendly policies. Others given awards included Healthy Connections Incorporated of MENA, Arkansas Power Electronics Incorporated of Fayetteville, and the Helen R. Walton Children's Enrichment Center in Bentonville.
Rallies in support of the DREAM Act are scheduled to take place around the country tonight, including a rally in Fayetteville. The DREAM Act would allow certain immigrants without official residency to remain in the country if they met a set of requirements. Rosa Velasquez, the executive director of Arkansas Coalition for DREAM, says the rallies are a way to keep the DREAM Act in the public conversation.
So this is an effort to bring to light what Obama hasn't done and holding him accountable for everything that he has promised that he has yet to do. Some of our families have been separated. Our DREAMers have been deported. And enough is enough. So this is our action and in hopes that Obama will do the right thing.
Rosa Velasquez says deportations have increased under the current presidential administration. She says tonight's rally at Dixon and College Streets in Fayetteville will be a peaceful event with students holding signs in support of the DREAM Act.
University of Arkansas golf teams are playing in the NCAA championship tournaments today. The women's team, ranked 34th in the country, is in Nashville for the NCAA's final championship tournament that runs through Sunday. The men's team, ranked 11th, is the number 2 seed in this weekend's regional at Bowling Green, Kentucky. That regional will last through Saturday. The top teams will then advance to the men's NCAA tournament championship in California later this month.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will open a 3-game series against Tennessee tonight, the final series of the regular season. Arkansas begins the series in Knoxville with a 13-14 record in the SEC. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are within 2 games of the Tulsa Drillers in the Texas League North standings after defeating Tulsa 6-2 last night.